So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it's Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, and I gotta tell you folks, I'm starting this show here with something that happened to me this morning. I stopped at a Quickie Mart to get some gas, went in, paid for the gas, came back out, and then I saw the sign on the gas pump. I wish I'd have seen it before I went into the store because I would have said something. Now, this is a sign that was on every gas pump, obviously put out there by the manager. And it was about the fact that they were out of receipt paper and would not be getting any for quite some time. And if you needed a printed receipt to go inside and tell them what pump you were at. But it was the spelling mistakes that were in this. And this was obviously done by a manager who obviously was not white. First of all, it said, "I apologies," instead of apologize. It's almost as though the spelling was so horrible that autocorrect or spell check came as close as they thought it was, and whoever was doing this just accepted all the corrections. Apologize was spelled as apologies three times. Our was spelled O-U-T. How they got that one wrong, I have no clue. And there were a lot of stupid mistakes like this throughout the entire thing. But at the very end is what really, really got me, and why I took a picture of it with my phone. Don't know how it's going to come out. I have an old, crappy folding cell phone, one of those flip phone type deals, so I don't know if it'll even come out, but I had to try. Because the very last sentence says, again, "I apologies for any incontinence this may have caused." And folks, when I saw that, that is when I knew I had to take a picture of this sign. Apologies for any incontinence this may have caused? Was the news so horrible that people would lose control of their bladder? I mean, really, this is the stupidity of people that are in positions of management today, because the law says they have to be there and they are not qualified to hold these positions. Can you imagine, folks, having a supervisor who was so stupid that they would apologize for your incontinence and you had to report to them? I can't, but I'm sure there are a lot of people out here who are desperate for work, who are forced to be subservient to these managers. And it blows my mind, folks, that they had to apologize for the incontinence it may have caused. Now, how badly do you think this person spelled inconvenience, that spell check went with incontinence? I mean, that's got to be pretty bad. So you have an illiterate person that is obviously the manager of this store, and it is just absolutely pathetic. So anyway, that's my rant for the day. Get that out of the way early so that I can get on to other things. Now, something I do want to get on to, and it kind of runs in tandem here, is because this particular Quickie Mart was located at the height of the, or the location of the height of the riots in Charlotte, North Carolina back last fall when they blocked the interstate, set a tractor and trailer on fire, and that sort of a thing. So that brings me to this article here. There is a newly proposed bill in the state of Tennessee that states drivers who run over protesters blocking the street in Tennessee would be immune from being sued in civil court for any injuries sustained by protesters while acting as speed bumps. Well, you know, it's about time. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon, folks. This has been going on forever. People getting out, laying down in front of bulldozers and laying down in front of coal trucks and now getting out on the interstate and blocking traffic. This is just the newest incarnation of an age-old tactic by the left-wing liberals. Now, the bill says a driver would not be immune from civil liability if the actions leading up to the injuries were willful. So in other words, we can't do a Death Race 2000 and try and score as many points by running over protesters as we can. However, there's nothing to say that you didn't yawn or sneeze or get distracted by a ringing phone, that sort of thing that caused you to seriously jerk the wheel and run somebody over. So Senator Bill Ketron, I think it's pronounced, obviously a Republican from Murfreesboro, introduced the bill and said in a statement, "We believe that citizens have the right to protest, but there is a procedure for peaceful protest, and the purpose of that process is to protect the safety of our citizens. Protesters have no right to be in the middle of the road or our highways for their own safety and the safety of the traveling public. Amen. They have no business being out there." Now, Representative Matthew Hill, another Republican from Jonesboro, sponsored the bill and issued a statement saying, "We are not endorsing anyone running over a person with a car, whether as protesters or anyone else. If someone intentionally harms a person," keep in mind they have to say this, folks, "they are going to be charged with a crime, period. There is a clear difference, however, between peacefully protesting and lawless rioters in the middle of a public roadway who jeopardize the safety of our families. This is a public safety bill that is meant to protect everyone's right to peacefully protest, and I look forward to seeing this common sense legislation passed into law. Amen, brother. I look for it too, and hopefully it will be sponsored in other states as well, because it's time that this happened." I'll tell you another one that they need to do this with are these friggin' bicyclists who get out in traffic and don't just, even though they're out on a state road, not even riding single file, which would be bad enough, but taking up the entire lane so that you're forced to do something dangerous like pass on a double yellow line to get around them. These people are probably responsible for more road rage accidents out there than anything else, and we need to start running them over as well. That did actually happen several years ago down in Florida. Some taxi driver was on his way down through the Keys on that bridge, Highway 1, and got stuck behind these bicyclists that would not move out of the way. And he kept honking the horn and honking the horn, and they kept flipping him off. And he finally put the pedal to the metal and ran over about 20 of them. Some of them went over the railing. Some of them went under the car. I don't know how many of them were actually injured or killed. Unfortunately, he was charged with a crime he should not have been. You should not be charged with a crime for running over these bicyclists who refuse to get out of the road. The road is for motor vehicles. A bicycle is not a motor vehicle. And let me tell you something else, folks. I stopped into McDonald's for lunch yesterday. One parking space left in the entire place. It was coming up around lunchtime. And what do you think is in this parking spot? One of those hover-around scooters. I was so tempted to pull in behind that thing because they do not have the right to park in a parking space. That is what the sidewalk is for. That's why you see mopeds and motorcycles and hover-rounds on the sidewalk by the front door. But no, this lazy so-and-so rode their hover-round over to McDonald's, parked it in a parking space, and then walked their fat ass inside. And I'll tell you, I'm getting tired of this stuff too, folks. Just people taking advantage of everything and expecting everyone else to kowtow to them. It's time that this changed. We've had it for too long, and I am so glad that Donald Trump was elected president, because I think a lot of people now are emboldened to sponsor legislation like this that would have never been sponsored under Barack Insane Obama. It certainly would not have been passed. You're going to start to see people take this country back, and it's about time. The roads do not belong to bicyclists. They do not belong to skateboarders. And they do not belong to the mopeders, or as we call them around here, liquor sickles, because pretty much everybody riding one has lost their license for drunk driving. The roads do not belong to them. They belong to us, the people who actually have real bikes called motorcycles and cars and SUVs and things that are capable of doing more than 100 miles per hour when you get out on the road. You cannot be impeded or hindered by something that's only doing 15 to 20 miles an hour. That's out there looking for something to happen, and eventually it does. So good start here with this thing using these idiots for speed bumps. And again, I mean, if you're in the situation, I mean, obviously you can't make it look like it was deliberate, but again, there is nothing to save you from having a fainting spell while you are behind the wheel and accidentally running one of them over. And I think it's only going to take a few times before they get the picture and they stay the hell out of our streets, particularly our interstates. Okay, I will get off the soapbox now. I want to go over some of the things that Donald Trump has done this past week. I mean, every week this man has done something different that he promised he would. Now, this past week would have been the birthday of the great President Ronald Reagan. And it's very fitting then that Donald Trump has been doing more and more of these actions that he promised he would. He promised he would make America great again, and he has continued taking the steps necessary to make sure that that happens. Now, this past week, there were several clear-cut examples of him putting America first. Donald Trump passed executive orders to review financial regulations. He met with airline executives to help improve the infrastructure in their industries. And he showed his support for our law enforcement across the country, and he announced a major investment by Intel that will create thousands of new jobs, unlike the empty promises from Barry Sotoro that did absolutely nothing. The president is, in fact, showing his commitment to improving the lives of all of us Americans. You see, he understands that in order to make America great again, things need to be improved, across the board. You can't just do this in one area, but you need to take steps, something again that Barry Sotoro never did. So what exactly did he accomplish this past week? Well, last Friday, Donald Trump signed an executive order that established the core principles of financial regulations. Now, these core principles will empower Americans to make independent financial decisions and informed choices in the marketplace, to save for retirement, and to build individual wealth. And he also directed the Treasury Secretary to file a report within 120 days on possible regulatory changes or legislative recommendations. Donald Trump is very much committed to making regulations efficient, effective, and appropriately tailored, as well as restoring public accountability with federal financial regulatory agencies. Again, this is something he promised he would do, and he's following through on it. And he is putting Americans back to work, folks. He's using the power of the presidency to ensure that actions are taken to rebuild this nation, to renegotiate U.S. trade deals, and most importantly of all, to take action to ensure that U.S. job creation is there. Now, so far, he's withdrawn the United States from the TPP trade deal, which was horrible, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's reopened the door to build a Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines to get that oil down out of Canada. And he's instructed government agencies to reduce regulations in order to speed up their ability to work. He's met with leaders across several industries to talk about putting America first and getting Americans back to work. And last Wednesday, he met with the CEO of Intel, Brian. Now, this guy's last name is Krzanich. It looks Polish to me, in which case I'll pronounce it Chenik, who announced a $7 billion investment and 10,000 new jobs in their most advanced factory in Chandler, Arizona. Folks, this is huge. 10,000 jobs in Chandler alone? Imagine what else this guy can do. $7 billion pumped into the local economy and bringing 10,000 new jobs. I can hardly fathom this. Barry Sotoro did absolutely nothing in the 8 years that he caused this country to languish. And Trump, in his first month and a half, not even, of being president, what he's been able to accomplish is mind-blowing. And yet people are complaining. Where's this? Where's our tax cuts? Where's the other thing? Folks, he's already done more earlier than any other president in history. Give the guy a chance. Again, this is why the left is so panicked, because he is following through on his campaign promises. Now, I got to take a short break here. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the people that were appointed this past week into the president's cabinet. And it just keeps getting better and better and better, folks.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue, even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net, and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get your truth at Radio New America with your host, Billy Roper, at KKKRadio.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty, it may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. A little Pretty Reckless there to get us going into the second half. Now, before I get back into the meat and potatoes of the show, because I am going to continue on with what Trump has been accomplishing, I've got to play this radio commercial for you folks. Now, I have bleeped out the name of the company and the location because I don't want them thinking I'm endorsing them. Although I do endorse their product, but I don't want this company to associate in any way, shape, or form with me or my views. This is going to start out, you think you know where this commercial is going to go, and folks, I guarantee it's going to take a 90-degree turn, and you will find this as humorous as I have. You got it, George? Okay. You're going to love this, folks.
They have been mistreated and misunderstood for generations. Abusive owners have done severe damage and given these beautiful creatures a bad reputation. Every day, millions suffer from misuse and neglect. But you can make a difference by giving a gun a loving home. These guns want nothing more than to adore and protect you. And Blackstone Shooting Sports wants to match you with a new gun and a new addition to your family. The friendly and professional staff at Blackstone are experts and know how to find the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. And Blackstone Shooting Sports has the kind of guns that need a loving home more than anything else, like AK-47s, AR-15s, and the best and biggest selection of handguns in So please, have a heart, and don't let a gun spend another night on a cold, dusty shelf.
Now, folks, I promise you, that is a real radio commercial. And the first time I heard it, I know, just like you, I was thinking, okay, this is about wayward dogs or cats or maybe even some kids in Africa or something like that. But when I heard Give a Gun a Good Home, I just could not contain myself. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. Okay, so let's get back to confirming the president's appointments here. Now, despite efforts by Democrats to delay and block the president from assembling his team to keep making America great again, there are now three new cabinet members officially on board that are already hard at work for all of us Americans. Now, Betsy DeVos is now the Secretary of Education. And let me explain that, folks. She was catching a lot of heat because she didn't have any experience in public education. Well, that's exactly what we need. You see, it's our public education system that is responsible for indoctrinating our youth and turning our public schools and our universities into functionalized learning institution facilities that are doing nothing but brainwashing our children and our 20-somethings into mindless, progressive, left-wing, liberal idiots. Betsy DeVos was a dedicated homeschooler, and if she brings that type of learning and education to our public school system, oh my God, folks, that is exactly what this country needs to get our kids back on the right track. Get rid of Common Core. Get rid of the forced busing. Get rid of all this garbage. And finally, keep these teachers and professors from jumping on their soapboxes and using their teaching position to put themselves on a pedestal to put this garbage into our young children's minds. Now, Rex Tillerson is now the Secretary of State. He brings a lot of experience into there. And last Wednesday night, finally, Senator Jeff Sessions was confirmed as our new Attorney General. And a big congratulations goes out for all of these picks to aid Donald Trump in his mission to make America great again. And obviously, we can't wait to see what they're going to do. I have a pretty good idea. I'm going to kind of keep mum on that for a while. But let me tell you, folks, Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing in appointing these people. Getting someone in charge of the EPA who hates it and wants to abolish it is the best thing. We need to do the same thing with the IRS as well. Bear in mind, folks, the EPA is going to go the way of the dodo. And if Donald Trump has his way, so will the IRS. It's just a matter of time before these things start to crumble. What he really needs to do is to get us out of the United Nations. Now, that's a long shot, but folks, if we can turn the education system around, if we can pull out from the United Nations, this country is going to be in such a better place. So we can only hope and pray that Trump continues on his way unimpeded. Now, he also plans on improving our infrastructure all the way across the board. Now, it goes without saying, folks, I mean, we need to improve our airports, our trains, our planes, our roads, our bridges, our entire infrastructure, our power grids, everything. It needs to be completely overhauled, and especially our dams. Those are at the point of getting ready to crumble. Now, Donald Trump met with airline executives just the other day to discuss rolling back a lot of the burdensome regulations that they have to contend with, lowering the overall tax burdens on businesses, and developing aviation infrastructure. This is something we desperately need. Donald Trump also strongly supports, and I hate this term, the law enforcement and strengthening our communities. And also this past week, Trump was honored to welcome the National Sheriff's Association, and he thanked them for their efforts and the outstanding work that they do. He also let them know that his job is to help them do their job on the very thin blue line that they are charged with protecting. He wants to stop the opioid epidemic. He wants to strengthen the bonds between the communities and the police, and being tough on crime. And these were all topics that were discussed by the president. Proving it wasn't just talk, Donald Trump issued three new executive orders geared toward crime and public safety. And this shows that he is clearly dedicated to making America not only great again, but safe again as well. Now, folks, in just 3 weeks, President Trump has wasted absolutely no time in getting our country back on track, and this is only going to continue. As his cabinet continues to form, we can rest assured that our government will continue to improve and that they can all start doing what they were originally intended to do, work for the American people. Now think about this, folks. This is why the left is so absolutely terrified of Donald Trump. He is following through on all of his campaign promises, and they don't know what to do. You know, remember shock and awe from the first Gulf War? That's what's going on with these liberals right now. They have been shocked, and they are completely in awe. They don't know what to do. They have no clue whatsoever. They have been blindsided by someone who actually followed through on his campaign promises and did exactly what he said he could do and would do. And they are terrified of this. They were terrified when it was just talk. And now that it's action and they see nothing but action from this man, they don't know what to do, folks. There is nowhere that they can hide. I mean, they can hide behind a haystack and continue to lob these lame grenades out there trying to smear him and his cabinet picks, but it's not going to work. I told you last week, they're out of cards. They're playing the Joker, and the Joker is failing fast. And it's about time. It's about time that the pendulum started to swing back the other way. And folks, this time, with Trump behind the wheel, I think the American people are going to jump on that bandwagon and ride it for all it's worth, because we are all sick and tired of the direction that this country has been going since Ronald Reagan left office, and particularly over the past 8 long, worrisome, troublesome, and illegal years under President Barry Satoru. Well, that pretty much covers it for this week and everything that Trump has been able to accomplish in the past week. I really hope that I can continue to bring these things every week and keep you updated on the progress that this man is making. It's incredible, folks. It is so refreshing to have someone in office who is not only on our side, but who is working tirelessly to bring America back to the people. And I look forward to the next 4 years, and hopefully the next 4 years after that, of having Donald Trump as our president and commander-in-chief. I know this man can get these things done, so let's stick with him. And folks, I know there's a lot of you out there who are against Donald Trump because he's got Jews in his cabin, he's got Jews in the family. Okay, look, let's face it, folks, we are not going to get a white nationalist president elected. It's just never going to happen, at least not right now. Donald Trump is the closest thing, and I think that you're going to be pleasantly surprised over the next few years as his tune starts to change on a lot of these things that he's embracing right now. He's embracing them because he has to. Well, I am out of time for this week, folks. I will be back next week. Don't know what it's going to be yet. We'll have to see just how this particular week goes, and if anything interesting happens, I will certainly cover it. If not, I can always get back to the state of Nevada, the very boring state of Nevada, and continue that. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until then, my friends, take care, and out for now.